Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Light trumps darkness always. Light scatters darkness always. Darkness never wins, it never overcomes, it never scatters or drives out light. But even where the smallest, tiniest flame flickers, there darkness must flee. Today it is driven out once and for all, for Christ is risen. Alleluia. The light of the world shines brightly not from an empty tomb, for he is not there, he is risen. But it shines brightly from his flesh. He shines as God, he shines as man, he shines as the conquering God-man, so that his salvation might be for all men. When Adam ate the fruit, he cast a blackened veil over the whole world, plunging it into sin and darkness. The wages of sin is death, so all men have died. A grave has consumed each and every person, shutting them out from the light, cutting them off from life. This is your fate as well. Whether you are young or old, you know full well that you are headed toward a grave. Perhaps you yourselves have already made preparations, a will, or perhaps even more preparations. The day is coming when you will be sealed in a tomb, cut off from light, cut off from the living. You die because you have sinned. Or rather, you die because you are a sinner. And so Christ took your sins on himself. He took that sinful flesh on his shoulders. A blanket covered the earth as the light of the world languished in agony on that cross. Darkness covered the land for 3 hours. The divine substitute paying the price for all men, for all people. And Satan rejoiced. He thought he had overcome the Christ. He saved others, but he could not save himself. It looked like the Father had forsaken him. His brothers abandoned him. He cried out for help, but no help was given. The curse dragged him down into the deepest depths of the grave. And so when Christ sipped the sponge, when he breathed his last and gave up his spirit, it looked like the curse had overcome him as well. As firmly as God's holy law was written on stony tablets, so firmly did a stone seal him in a grave, and there is no light in death. It cut him off from the land of the living. And yet in the beginning, darkness covered the earth. You heard the account read earlier. Then God created light. He separated the light from the darkness. The light he called good, the darkness he does not call good. Today marks the fulfillment of that day. Today marks a new creation, for light once again has shone not from outside of the tomb, but light has burned inside that tomb as Christ took up his life once more. All wickedness is left behind, all sin and evil buried with Christ's garments. The incarnate light has burst the bonds of death, driven out all sin, and crushed Satan's head once and for all. This is the morning of God's holy creation. This morning shines with the warmth of the forgiveness Christ has secured for all. This morning sin is put to flight, and man is restored to holiness once more, back to the image and likeness of God. The holiness of this day brings joy to troubled hearts and comfort to the hurting. For Christ is risen not for himself, but for you. His brilliant rays shine on you so that you may know the warmth of his forgiveness and the joy of this most holy Easter day. This is why you carried your candles this morning. For Christ, the light of the world, shines not outside of you, but in your heart through faith. He drives out all sin from your heart. He restores you to holiness. He unites you to his resurrection, and so you are a new creation. The Paschal candle was dipped in the font of holy baptism. For all of this happened through holy baptism. You have been made new through that simple water. Christ, the light of the world, burns inside of you through that simple washing. So carry your candles with joy this most holy Easter day. Christ lives. So also must you live with him. He shines more brilliantly than 10,000 suns. You shine more brilliantly than 10,000 suns, for this same divine light lives in you. Who can snuff it out? Who can extinguish the fire of faith? Who can drive out Christ from your heart? No one. As God allowed the pillar of cloud to separate the Egyptians from Israel, so that one lived in light and the other in darkness, so now God has separated you from the dominion of darkness. This holy morning, God has brought you into his wonderful light. This morning, you were baptized into Christ. Whether it was on this day or not, you have been united to Christ's resurrection. You live because he lives. So put off the deeds of darkness. Have nothing to do with them. You are not children of sin, but you are children of the light. Speak truthfully at all times. Live as children of God. Have nothing to do with the deeds of darkness, but expose them. For once you are not a people, now you are a people. Once you had not received mercy, now you have received mercy. Once you lived in darkness, in a land of slavery, but the Passover lamb has been sacrificed once for all. And you have passed with him through the sea of holy baptism to live in God's paradise forever. So you are not destined for death, but for life. Even though you may physically die, you still must live. Even though a grave may seal you in, cutting you off from physical life, you still are united to Christ. The light of Christ still shines in you, with you, and around you. For can a few feet of dirt really cut you off from Christ and his love? Can a grave really separate you from the incarnate God who broke the bonds of death and shattered that tomb? If he can take up his own life, then would he really leave you in darkness? Certainly not. You live because Christ lives. He scattered the darkness of this holy morning so that you would live in his eternal light. Death's doors cannot hold him, and they cannot hold you either. What can the world do to you? You live in the light of Christ. Then you will live in his warming light forever on that great day of resurrection. There will be no more curse, no more struggling against sin, no more temptations, no more devils to harass you. Right now, darkness dwells around you, not with you, not in you, but around you. For you are children of the light. Live in this Easter day by pursuing light and rejoicing in your baptisms. Physical night and day are shadows of this. As the sun rises each and every morning, well, that testifies to the resurrection of Christ. You live in the light of Christ. It testifies to your resurrection with Christ each and every morning in the waters of holy baptism, for there you have been raised with Christ. And finally, the rising of the sun testifies each and every morning to that great and last resurrection of all flesh. For then there will be no more sun, moon, or stars. For the Lamb, and the Lamb alone, will be your light forever and ever. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.